The message in today's gospel is very clear. Love one another. Perhaps we have heard this so many times. It is like a mantra. We keep on repeating, love one another, to the point that when you repeat so much a word, your kind can lose its meaning. And you have to ask ourselves, what is to love one another? Yet Jesus gives us some insight because he says, as I have loved you, so should you love one another. This is the new commandment, which is actually not so new, even in the time of Jesus. Commandment of love was supposed to be practiced. It's not something new. It's the way that Jesus is presenting it. And when we talk about commandment, we're not talking about rules, a set of rules and regulations that we should follow. We are really talking about identity. What is our identity? You know, people who are kind of, if they are members of, for instance, a club, they have to sign contracts, and or if sometimes it depends on which place, development, you buy your home. You know, there are certain rules and regulations that you have to follow, whether you like it or not, but that's part of the deal. When you are a member of a club, you are, you know, signing a contract that you should follow certain rules to be there, to be identified as a member. It is not that way with our faith. It is not that way that we sign something and we have to follow those rules. What we unite us and give our identity is the commandment of love. Back, you know, in the Old Testament, the Hebrew Scriptures, they had, Moses received the Ten Commandments and gave them to the people, and that was a sign that they would be a nation, they would be united together as long as they followed that commandment, that set of commandments. That was their identity. Here Jesus is redefining that idea of identity. But we find in today's scriptures of the readings something very important in our faith that we find them in the three readings from the Acts of the Apostles, from the Revelation, and from the Gospel of John. What we call the theological virtues. I don't know if you have ever heard of those. Faith, hope, and charity. Charity and love. You know, there are two words to express that virtue. You know, faith, first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, Paul is talking about Paul and Barnabas, how they would go and preach the good news, how they would bring the message of Jesus to new communities. And they would go first, whenever Paul was traveling, he had many places, and we find those, especially in the Acts of the Apostles, and then all the letters that he would write, some of the letters, or most of them were to communities that he himself, with others, they had started those communities, and then he would communicate with them, most of them. Some of them, he was not the one who founded, but still he communicated with them. So he goes and is talking about, first he would get to a place and he would visit the Jewish community that was there. Jewish, they were not living only in Judea and Palestine of that time. They would be spread in the major cities along the Mediterranean Sea. And he would visit, sometimes they would listen to him, sometimes they would say, your word makes no sense, because how could you make sense sometimes in a preaching? And you say, and talking about Jesus and his miracles, he was powerful, he was a great prophet. He said, by the way, what happened to him? And then he says, well, he died on a cross. I said, oh, wait a minute. For them, that was too much. Not everybody would understand. Even if you would say, but God raised him from the dead on the third day, they would not be around to listen to that last part. Because once you talk about the cross, some of them will say, no, cannot be. We cannot believe in a Messiah, in the chosen one that would die. They would not understand, as we saw, the commandment of love. Love one another as I have loved you. And Jesus' love for us, you know, came to the most that anyone could love anyone, giving his life for our salvation. So Paul then writes to the community to strengthen them in their faith. Now the faith are like the eyes for us that help us to see, help us to look forward, help us to have an idea, you know, and a sense of direction, because faith will guide us, and that's what he was doing. And he said that each community he would choose elders, you know, the leaders that will continue. And as I said, one beautiful thing is once the Jewish community, some of them would not accept, he would move on and preach the message of Jesus to the non-Jewish community, what they would call the Gentiles, those who were the outsiders of the Jewish faith. They were not waiting or expecting a Messiah. They had different traditions, yet they accepted. Now, when some of them accepted at least what Paul was preaching, and they came to believe in the faith. And we know Jesus himself said, go to the ends of the earth and preach the good news to all nations, not only to one nation. And that's, you know, Paul writes to strengthen them in their faith so that their direction, their vision, their following the message of the Gospels would be always the right path that they would follow. In the book of Revelation, we find when John was said to be the writer, you know, of the book of Revelation, he says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. You know, that's the hope that is in there. He's seeing a new creation. Now, that's a theme that we usually talk much this time of Easter season. Easter was kind of a month ago, but we're still, you know, in the what we call the Easter season, celebrating the glory of what it meant, you know, Jesus' resurrection to us. And it means like that, it's a new creation. Easter Day was the beginning of a new creation, and the book of Revelation tells us that. Now, that's the hope. Now, and that's could be compared with like our legs. That's the hope that makes us move forward. You know, the eyes will give you the vision, but are your legs that will bring you there. You know, how? Well, because we believe. Because we believe that we have that hope that we are living in a new heaven and a new earth. That's the vision of, said, I saw a new Jerusalem. The heavenly Jerusalem. Jerusalem has always been a sign. A sign of the place, the city that will gather all the nations of the world. And he says, I saw a new Jerusalem. And that's the hope that should move us forward. We are not yet there. We are not yet living the fullness of the kingdom of God. We still live in a world that's so much, you know, to change. There's so much to be declared new again. Yet, there's so much goodness as well. And we should look at that goodness with hope. That's the hope that will make us move forward. Move forward. And then in the Gospel, we find Jesus talking about, you know, love one another as I have loved you. And this passage, Jesus spoke this at the Last Supper, just after he had washed the feet of his disciples. All of his disciples until then, even Judas. Jesus washed his feet. And he says, after that, then that Judas left the group. He went to do his business of, you know, betraying the Lord. But still, the Lord washed the feet of all. And then he says, as I have loved you, so should you love one another. This is the way, the world. Everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. So, and love and charity are like our arms, our doing. You know, love is not only a word, it's our action that shows. So the faith will give us direction. Hope will bring us there. But in love, we will accomplish everything, because with love, our doing, we will follow the actions that Jesus has taught us, not only his words. And St. Paul, another of his writings, says, and when time comes, there will be no need for, you know, faith and hope, because faith, when we get to the heavenly kingdom, we'll not be looking forward anymore, because we'll be there. We don't need our hope to move us forward, because we are there. But still, love will remain, because we'll continue to live as the Lord has taught us. Well, this is so many words, so beautiful, but how we make that concrete in our days? Well, that will reflect that our identity, our Christian identity, our identity of loving people, that will reflect in our daily lives, in our choices, in our family, how we relate to one another. That's how we can measure if we are living to that identity or not, if we are really following the precepts that the Lord has taught us and has asked us. And we have seen throughout history how this practice of love will make us always, you know, live the beauty of the Lord in our lives. Now, so many examples. You know, we see Mother Teresa of Calcutta, how beautiful she became throughout her life. You know, forgetting herself to help others. And Pope Francis, how he is teaching us that the loving face of God is a merciful one. It's not a God that is there condemning, is exploding and say, you cannot be here, you cannot do that. But it's a God that is, on the contrary, is inviting us to come closer and to learn from his love. You know, all of this should also help each one of us to come closer to the Lord, because our faith cannot be based only in what we know. Our faith, we believe in someone. And believing in someone, we are called to come into a relationship, friendship, closeness. And we cannot do that only with our mind. We do that when we come closer to the Lord, but we come closer to each other as well. So it is a time to bridge, to come, you know, to avoid anything that will divide us. It is a time of reconciliation and mercy. And each one of us, we are the ones who can answer to that. What is it in my life that I need to reconcile? And if we need to reconcile with God, quite often that means that I need to reconcile with someone. Perhaps I'm not in the terms that we're not talking, not like that. But it perhaps it's a time of reaching out. Some people that we are close and say, well, it's been a while that I don't hear. Maybe it's a time to reach out. How are you? What are you doing? You know? And we'll be surprised how that can love in action can show us, that, you know, bring us the happiness of being Jesus' followers today. Love one another as I have loved you, says the Lord. His love knows no boundaries. Of course, it's very difficult for us to imitate, to follow that. Yet, even in small gestures, in small actions of every day, we are called to transform those words, our identity, into the action of living. So, he says, the world will know that we are his disciples. The world will know our identity if we love one another as he loved each one of us.